Baylor soccer coach Paul Jobson. Baylor soccer down to the final three games in the regular season, two of those at home this week, including Senior Day coming up on Sunday. Paul, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, J-Mo. Doing well. Good to hear your voice this morning.
And you as well. Listen, you guys kind of busted your curfew on Sunday night, didn't you?
There's something about TCU this year. Somebody did not want us to get that game in, but we ended up getting it done. So,
yeah.
You know, the first time we went up there, we had to reschedule it because of lightning. Went up there again on Sunday for the rescheduled match and had a 3-hour lightning delay again. So we kicked off at 10 o'clock, finished up about midnight, and got back in time for class Monday morning.
Wow, man. But you were willing to wait, right? You I guess had some kind of weather report that said, listen, if we wait a while, we can get this one in.
Yeah, I mean, the weather report showed that there was a cell that was moving through, and unfortunately part of that, those tornadoes that hit Dallas, but we were able to sit through that for about 3 hours, and that cell passed through. We were able to kick off and get the match in, and I'm glad we did because it was with a favorable result for sure.
Yeah, 4-0 win over TCU. Congratulations on that. What do y'all do? You have a 3-hour weather delay. You know it's going to be a long delay. What do you do to, you know, stay engaged in the game to come but still fill that time?
Well, there's a mix there because you can't keep them completely focused on it for 3 hours because
right.
They're going to wear themselves out. You can't let them take their minds too far off of it because you don't want them to be too distracted. So you kind of find that time in there of trying to find the balance of what does each kid need. They play some games. A couple of kids will do some studying. It's a mix of things, but they're kind of stuck in the locker room just because it's weather related, so they can't get out and move around a whole lot. So we have to continue to hydrate them and feed them a little bit too because we've got to make sure their energy resources are where they need to be as well. So it's not just sitting around doing nothing. It's being intentional with our time and making sure we're ready to play, and they were able to do that.
Sounds like something happened there that probably doesn't happen at many schools. You said some of your girls sit and study during that time.
Yeah, I walked in the locker room at one point, a couple of kids with some headphones on watching some videos that are required for class. Some of them continue to type up a paper, and you got to watch that too. They can't do too much of that either because it can drain you.
Reagan Padgett, really good game on Sunday night.
Man, she's had a great senior season so far, just with leadership and just contributing on and off the field, and you know, with goals and assists, and really came up in a big way. Obviously, with her two really just fantastic goals Sunday night.
So that was Sunday, 4-0 over TCU. Let's go back to Friday. Lost a tough one at home to Texas, 2-1. Tell us about that match.
Yeah, we did not come out ready to play in the first half. I mean, that's really the story of the match. We just, as ready as we were against TCU, we were not against Texas on the Friday night. And, we really deserved to be down 1-0 at halftime, and we were. And we rallied the troops a little bit at halftime, but I think it was just a little bit too late. Ended up losing 2-1 and had a great second half. But just you can't in this league not play the entire match to the best of your ability because everybody's good. Well, you can see it in the standings. Our ninth place team is statistically could finish second by the end of these three games. So it's a tough league. So if you don't show up to play every minute, you have the opportunity to lose a match. So I think we took it a little bit too lightly, or we weren't ready or something, but second half was a little bit better, and then we rode that second half momentum into TCU, which if you've got kids that are willing to learn from mistakes, you've got a great team. So we're excited about them moving on from that pretty quickly and hopefully not looking back.
All right, this is a big week ahead this week. Texas Tech, number 13 in the nation. They come in on Thursday night, Thursday at 7. Then Senior Day, Sunday at 1 against Iowa State. Final two home matches coming up this week. I mean, this is a really big week for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's three games left. We still have an opportunity to win the league. You know, we're sitting in seventh place right now, but that's how tight it is. We're in seventh place, and with three games left, we still could win the regular season championship. So we have an opportunity with Texas Tech. They're sitting third place right now with them coming in Friday. A great opportunity to play a team that's highly ranked in the country and having some great success. But just to show you, TCU went up there to Lubbock on Friday night and beat them, and then we beat TCU. So even head-to-head stuff, it's hard to tell where everybody's at, which is why we have to be focused and ready to show up to play. And then, you know, senior night's always a fun night, an opportunity to recognize the girls that have put so much into this program over their time here. And Iowa State is sitting at the bottom of the league right now, but every game they've been in is close, and you just don't want to be the team that they end up opening up on. So we've got to be focused and ready for that as well. And then finish up next week up at Oklahoma State on Halloween, and they're leading the league right now. So an opportunity with three games left to do something pretty special.
Wow, it sounds like it. And let's make sure we get the right information. So Tech is Thursday or Friday at 7?
Tech is Thursday.
Thursday, okay, gotcha. So yep. Thursday at home, and, you know, no football this weekend. So folks who are looking for an athletic event to go to, they could hit both your soccer matches, hit volleyball on Saturday afternoon at 1. Hopefully crowd finds its way to Betty Lou Mays Field.
Absolutely. It could be a great weekend for Baylor Athletics, for sure. Like you said, football's not around, but keep your fill, keep your fix for Baylor Athletics, especially with us and the great volleyball program we got going right now, too. Just want to get out and support them as well.
Paul, where do you feel like you're sitting right now, RPI-wise, as it could pertain to the postseason?
We're in a pretty good spot. You know, we're sitting in the 40s, which is a great place to be. We can't really get – we start getting to the 50s, you start kind of wondering a little bit. But obviously, if we can take care of these next three games, I think we're sitting in a really, really good place heading into the Big 12 tournament. So we like where we are right now. The future is definitely in our hands, which is a great thing. And if we can take care of business ourselves, I think we can be in a really great place. So it's in our hands, and that's where you want to be this time of year.
And it seems like you're, you know, as the season's gone on, seems like getting healthier, maybe about as healthy as you've been in a while.
Yeah, it's up and down, to be quite honest. I think a week ago we had everybody on the field, and then we went through a couple of matches, and I've got another two or three sitting. So it's kind of the next girl up mentality still is holding true through this season. So just I'd said before the season that it's a small roster, but it's an extremely competitive roster. Everybody's going to make some really big contributions, and they have done that every weekend. So while we've got a couple of nagging injuries, we are doing pretty well. We've got a few back and a few back on the injured reserve, but things are looking pretty good heading into this next weekend.
I got you. So Thursday against Tech, 7 o'clock, Betty Lou Mays Field. Sunday at 1 against Iowa State, senior day at the Lou. And you've got Little Bears and First Kick coming up tonight.
Yep, last round of Little Bears and First Kick for the fall is tonight, so we'll wrap that up. It's been so much fun doing that again this season, and they've already opened up registration for the spring, which starts in March, and we've already got a great response for that as well. So just excited about what we're able to do for the littles, teaching the game and some other things through that program. Has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, y'all do a great job with that. You really do. You're kind of fighting another big event tonight. You know what that is, right?
Is it the trick or treat?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't. My kids are going to double dip. They're going to.
Are they?
They're going to try to catch the last few minutes of trick or treating on campus.
That's perfect. That works out well. Well, we'll see if Truett Beard can double dip tonight as well. So, for folks who don't know, for faculty and staff, they allow kids and grandkids to trick or treat in the dorms, and tonight's the night for that. And that's always a fun deal. I know your kids, Truett. I mean, we took our kids there. Now Truett's going there, so I'm sure your kids love it.
Yeah, my kids are really looking forward to it, and it'll be a tight thing. We've got one in fourth grade football game, and then Little Bears, and then
trick-or-treating.
It's going to be a great night. Tomorrow morning is going to be a rough one.
Yeah, that's right. After tonight, hey Paul, thanks very much. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for the visit.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate it.
All right.